Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. John Quelch has authored and edited over 20 books, including his most recent, Greater Good, How Good Marketing Makes for Better Democracy. John was one of 10 marketing experts profiled in the 2007 book, Conversations with Marketing Masters, authored by Laura Mazur and Luella Miles. A professor at the Harvard Business School since 1979, he is known worldwide for his research on global marketing, global branding, and marketing communications. John, welcome to Edgewise.
Thanks, Dave. Good to be with you.
John, what do you see right now as the most frequent approach of corporate marketing departments during the recession?
The temptation, of course, Dave, is to cut immediately. In some cases, that might make sense. In other cases, where there is opportunity and innovations that could be brought to bear on the marketplace and add value to customers, it's important that companies make sure that they don't leave opportunity on the table and just slash and burn.
Okay. What approach would make sense?
What we advise companies to do is take a very close look at their marketing budgets and do two things. First of all, understand how customer behavior is changing in their product category and for their brand or brands in the recession. Secondly, to refocus on their core values, the basic value proposition that got them to where they are. Adjust that so that it is relevant to consumers in today's marketplace. And once you've done that, look at your marketing budget and see what media makes sense to use to get that message through to your core loyal customers and tweak the media budget for increased efficiency during this particular down period.
In your book and also on your blog, you mentioned that the recession will accelerate consumer downsizing. Do you simply mean that you'll have fewer customers for your product?
It varies from category to category. Of course, if you're in the automobile business at the moment, you're talking about a consumer durable market where the consumer does have the option of postponing purchase and extending the life of their existing vehicle. As a result, during a recession, that type of durable good investment really does take a deep nosedive, as we've seen at GM and Ford. If you're, however, selling a consumable type product such as toothpaste or a food item, typically what's going to happen is people aren't going to brush their teeth less. They're not going to necessarily forego that can of tuna for lunch. And as a result, there what you have to do is think about how to make sure that your brand is still connecting with the consumer, that the consumer believes that you really understand the tough times they're going through, and you might want to adjust your messaging or, in some cases, offer a price promotion that will demonstrate to the consumer that you do understand and persuade the consumer to stay with you just as you are trying to stay with him or her.
Now, you mentioned to me earlier that there are 8 factors for businesses to keep in mind in marketing in a recession. You've just referred to one, and that is to understand your customer.
That's absolutely the case. First of all, if consumers can postpone a purchase, chances they will if they don't feel like they've got money in their pockets. Secondly, when times are tough, consumers tend to plan their shopping more precisely in advance. There's fewer impulse purchases taking place. Thirdly, they're looking for more deals and price promotions, but at the same time, they still want to feel that they can have the occasional treat, the occasional reward, the Haagen-Dazs ice cream that they can curl up on their sofa with and watch TV instead of going out for a full meal at dinner time. And the last thing that's very important with consumer behavior, as we've observed it in many previous recessions, is people become much more attached to their family and to their friends. When things are difficult, they really want to give everybody that's close to them a hug. When times are good, they feel they can be a little bit more independent. So social conversation in the advertising that marketers project to consumers, connecting with family values, showing friends with friends, enjoying usage of a particular product, all of that kind of messaging really makes sense at a time like this.
I believe you also said that zany humor or appeals on the basis of fear are just not appropriate during this time.
That's right. There's enough fear in the environment, Dave, as it is, without having fear appeals included in advertising. And while people, I think, welcome some degree of lightness of touch in the advertising, zany humor, crazy kind of stuff is simply not appropriate in most cases. But something like, for example, the new British Airways ad promoting Terminal 5 Heathrow in London, which shows the terminal transformed into an aquarium with seals cavorting through security gates and so forth, that is a very warm and family-friendly type advertisement for a product which you would normally expect to be presented in a very high-tech and functional benefit-oriented fashion. So that's an illustration of the kind of lightness of touch that I think is appropriate at this time.
Now, you've also said that companies should maintain their marketing spending. Why should they continue on the same budget?
Well, of course, many companies don't have the cash available in a recession to be able to do this. But if you happen to be lucky enough to have a good pile of cash on hand, and there are companies, of course, that are in that position, then a recessionary environment is a very good time to pick up market share. Because as everybody else in your category is cutting their marketing budget because they can't afford to keep it up, that means that without spending any more money, you are actually increasing your share of voice in the category. There are several studies that have been conducted over the last 20 years which do show that during a recession, it is cheaper to pick up a point of market share than it is to pick up that same point of share when times are good. So obviously don't maintain marketing spending at all costs if you don't have the cash to be able to do that. But on the other hand, if you do have cash, it's a very interesting and useful strategy that can be pretty rewarding in terms of the return on investment to you and the stockholders.
You've also advocated support of your distributors.
A number of distributors and dealerships, of course, are caught in a cash crunch where their own customers are asking for extended credit terms, and meanwhile their suppliers are asking for payment immediately. That kind of cash crunch makes for great difficulty for distributors and dealers, particularly when a company is selling products that go through exclusive or semi-exclusive distribution. For example, expensive Caterpillar and John Deere equipment. That kind of relationship that exists between the dealer and the manufacturer is so long-standing and so close that it would be very unfortunate for Caterpillar if dealers went out of business because they couldn't manage their cash position during the crunch. So to the extent that it's possible for a company like Caterpillar to facilitate its dealers getting through the tough times, it pays Caterpillar to do that. At the same time, let me also say that in many cases, companies will have, during the good times, over-proliferated the number of dealers and distributors that are selling their products, perhaps using too many channels of distribution to go to market. And a recession is an excellent opportunity to revisit the logic of your distribution structures and perhaps draw back from certain channels of distribution that are unproductive or unprofitable, and in fact also draw back from certain dealers that are unproductive and unprofitable, and which, when times are good, you won't necessarily need to have in your portfolio. So it's a mixed bag on distribution, but as in all elements of the marketing mix, the recession is the perfect excuse and the perfect opportunity to revisit the plan and drain the swamp of the marginal players, the marginal products, the marginal dealers.
And what about pricing?
Pricing is, of course, more center stage at this time. Many customers will be searching for the best deals. What we recommend is not to necessarily slash list prices, rather to think about temporary price promotions off the list price, maybe reducing thresholds for quantity discounts. extending credit we've discussed to long-standing customers. Also, perhaps emphasizing smaller pack sizes and pricing them more aggressively. You want to give people an immediate benefit. When times are tough, people are looking for a price cut at the point of sale or a coupon that they can clip and get a tangible discount. Whereas sweepstakes and mail-in premiums, for example, might be quite interesting when times are good. So the mix of consumer promotion offers that is appropriate at this time is also in need of adjustment.
What signs should marketers look for to indicate that their particular marketplace is showing an improvement?
There are, of course, certain industries that lead and lag into a recession and out of a recession. As we know, people have to eat and take their medicine regardless. So obviously, consumer packaged goods companies and to a large degree, pharmaceutical companies still do pretty well during a recession. But let me just give you a couple of interesting indicators that you might not have thought about. One is we're seeing at the moment that there's a major increase in the number of consumers who are buying home safes in order to stash cash because there is such a concern about the stability of our financial institutions. So I guess when home safe sales start to decline, we might know that there isn't as much fear in the market anymore. A second interesting indicator that I've always found fascinating in economic downturns is the degree to which direct selling companies like Avon and Mary Kay Cosmetics are able to recruit new consultants. It's a very solid indicator of how much pain there is in the marketplace. The number of independent consultants signing up for those types of companies increases greatly in a recession as so many consumers and households are having to look for second sources of income. When that activity abates, it's typically an indicator that the consumer confidence is improving and we're coming out of a recession.
Right. John, if you had just one opportunity to offer advice to marketing executives, what advice would that be?
First of all, know your consumer. Do not assume that consumer behavior that was true in your category or your brand last year is true today. Secondly, don't panic. Don't slash and burn. Take a measured response. Look at how you can use this downturn as an opportunity to extract further efficiencies in your marketing expenditures and in your overall marketing plan.
John, I'd really like to give out the address of your blog. Could you share that with us?
The blog is www.quelchblog.com, all one word, quelchblog.com.
We've been speaking to John Quelch, author of the book Greater Good, How Good Marketing Makes for Better Democracy. John, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Dave. It's been good to be with you.
As always, we'd love to get your feedback. So please drop us an email at podcast@amanet.org or call us at 800-697-3406. That's 800-697-3406. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.